Our first reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning. It will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman Empire. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you that you will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." And when the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am excited. It's so close to Christmas Day, and it's not just going to sleep tomorrow that I'm excited about. I'm excited about tomorrow arriving and today happening, and some will be daunted about tomorrow, like my wife, with all the cooking that lies ahead. And some of my children, I might say, are still pretty much unaware of the massive effort that goes into the celebrations. but we'll still, nevertheless, feel this unadulterated excitement about tomorrow. No, not you, Jemima, it's okay. You understand, you're being very helpful. Today, the word conveys a sense of immediacy, almost urgency. Yesterday is in the past, and tomorrow is the future, both intangible. But today is here, it's now, it's present, we can interact with it, we can live it, we can make choices, we can make life-changing choices. We could decide, if we wanted to do something really crazy that might end our lives. Or we could decide to do something that could change our lives. The angels announce, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Today, a Savior. The promised Savior prophesied some 270 times in the Old Testament. Here today. Can you imagine their surprise, their awe, their shock that they would personally witness the arrival of the prophesied Messiah, the Savior, Emmanuel, God with us? And then some 30 years later, that same Messiah stands up in a synagogue, is handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and then reads the words, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." You could have heard a pin drop. Luke records that all eyes were fastened on him. Then he says to the hushed, expectant gathering, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Today, not tomorrow sometime, or in the future, nor many years ago, nor yesterday, but today. And then 3 years later, hanging on a cross, dying the most excruciatingly painful death, one of his two fellow condemned turned to mock him, and the other acknowledges him, recognizes him for who he is, and rebukes his fellow criminal. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we're getting what our deeds deserve. But this man," pointing at Jesus, "has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." Three scenes, three different sets of people, three todays separated by 33 years, and three different reactions. The shepherds, what do they do? They hurry off to see what is going on. They find the baby Jesus and then spread the word before returning to worship him. What did those sitting in that synagogue do? Well, initially they were impressed, but when he challenged them, do you know what happened? They drove him out of town to the top of a cliff, and they wanted to throw him down. And what did the criminal do hanging on the cross next to Christ? One jeered at him, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other acknowledged him for who he was. And what happened then? He was saved. Because Jesus came to preach good news to the poor. "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners." And so today, you may already have received gifts, or you may be going home to unwrap your presents in the morning. What will you take from today into tomorrow? Will the today of Christmas remind you of the eternal security, the unlimited possibilities of knowing Jesus? Remember the shepherds. In one sense, nothing actually changed for them. After they'd hurried off to see Jesus, they returned, but Because the sheep still needed looking after, they still had to make a living. Nights were still long and dark. The flock still needed protecting. But in another sense, everything had changed. Luke says they were glorifying God and full of praise for all that they had heard and seen. There are perhaps two ways to look at life. One, we can focus on the hopelessness, the despair, the disappointment, the unhappiness in so much of what we see in the newspapers and experience around us. From that point of view, Christmas just seems like a fairy tale, an annual escapism from what life is really like. Once upon a time, then, but not now, not today or even tomorrow. The other way is to take Christmas as the starting point of a new perspective on life. You could take a leaf out of the criminal's book and you could turn to that figure hanging on the cross next to you or to that babe lying in a manger and say, "Remember me when you enter your kingdom." Today you could allow God to break in and to turn your life around. Today. And I know that there will be people here tonight who will be brokenhearted. Why not let Jesus do what he says he came to do, which was to bind up the brokenhearted? I know that there will be people here who will be kept captive by emotions of guilt or a lack of forgiveness. Why not let him who says he came to set the captives free come into your lives to set you free? I know there will be people here tonight who are struggling to find hope, who are poor in spirit, maybe because of a divorce, perhaps through illness, through depression, or through a bereavement. Why not let him who says that he has come with good news for you, why not let him into your life today and hear that good news? We're running an Alpha course starting on the 18th of January. Flyers, I think, have been given out to you. It's an introduction to Christianity. There's no pressure, no follow-up, no charge, just a chance to discuss things. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, for he is Christ the Lord. Today, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Today, you will be with me in paradise. God has broken into our lives today. Just by being here, that has taken place. What will you do? Will you allow this babe in a manger, this carpenter, this itinerant preacher, change your life? Perhaps come on the Alpha course. Or would you treat him as a fairy tale? Or discard him like a bit of wrapping paper? Today, the choice is yours. Amen.